Hi folks, Pilgrim Chris. This is just a response boo to Grey and Black Cat 73 in our continuing discussion on, religion, really. It's on religion. So please turn off now if this subject doesn't interest you at all. Graham, I've been listening to your boos, and don't worry about how long it takes. It's the important thing is to be able to say freely what you want to say. I'm going to respond to a couple of points fairly quickly if I can, because there's a couple of points that interested me. The first one was you said I was disparaging against other charities that aren't faith-based. You mentioned it three times or four times, and I want to pull up that here and now. I wasn't disparaging at all. I just didn't mention them. The reason I didn't mention them was the same reason you didn't mention about other wars being caused by other reasons other than religion. My point was a direct counterpoint to your argument when you said 98% of wars are caused by religion, implying that religion is the cause of mankind's ills. In response to that, I showed one example of a religious organisation doing good for mankind's ills, getting in before the governments were able to get in. I didn't mention about other charities because it wasn't relevant. The point I was making was that religion can do good for the world, in that the name of religion can do good for the world as well as the name of religion can do bad for the world. Just a direct counterpoint to your argument, my friend. I was in no way disparaging against other charities because I didn't mention other charities. The reason I didn't mention them was because it wasn't important to the conversation. Another point, I heard you say about thinking you were trying to convert me. I don't think you're trying to convert me at all. I never said that at all. I listened to my boo back twice. So that was a mishearing of something I might have said. I don't try and convert people. People don't try and convert me. If they do, people have tried. That's up to them. That's what they do. That's fine. I'm my own person. You're your own person. And I wouldn't belittle you by trying to do anything to sway you in any other way. I'm just having a conversation with you. A very big statement that you made was God can't possibly exist. In fact, you talked about impossibilities quite a lot. And for a man who holds science as his ideology, his belief, to talk about the impossible flies in the face of science. Science doesn't talk about impossibilities, it tries to prove the possible. It tries to make the impossible possible and find the reasons why. It tries to seek answers to the questions, to the impossibilities. It doesn't ever consider things are impossible. Science never comes from the basis of impossibility. So I find it strange that you are so full of impossibilities. The great Richard Dawkins himself said, God probably doesn't exist. He could never say he didn't. In fact, in lots of his talks, he said he can't prove that God doesn't exist, but he thinks he probably doesn't. This is very, very vital, because it shows the intelligence of the man. Until it can be proven without a shadow of a doubt, then we can't say it's impossible. So if you're saying it's impossible, and you have evidence to back that up, you want to get out there and tell the world, because then we can get rid of this religious nonsense that you were that you're so keen to get rid of, or at least, you know, you're concerned about. If you have the answer, please share it. I, for one, would welcome an answer to the fact if there is a God or isn't. Although, in fairness, I believe there is a God. Although I can't prove it, and I did boo about this some time ago, about how we can't prove there is or isn't a God. It isn't about proof, it's about faith. Faith. Your faith is that there isn't a God. You believe that. That is your faith. I believe my faith is that there is. I don't hold you in any lesser light because you don't believe in God, or can't believe in God, or don't have the faith to believe in God. I hold you in very great light because of your commitment that there isn't a God. That determination is the same as somebody who believes in God. It's equally absurd, really, because neither can be proven. This is a problem with faith. This is a problem when we're talking about a God or religion. This is why it stirs up so much angst, because we cannot prove our point, and we always want to prove our point, hence science. Talking about impossibilities, you mentioned miracles. You said some bloke walking on water and curing a man with no legs. There was never an instance in the Bible about a man of having no legs and walking again. There was talk about the lame walking again. And of course we can do that today. People can go into hospital and have all sorts of operations and walk again. The Bible showed that a man was able to do this without the point of operation. And whether you believe that or not is down to faith, of course. You weren't there, you didn't see it happen. Many people did see it happen and wrote about it happening. Whether you believe them or not is up to you. But I wasn't there, you weren't there. I choose to believe the writers, you choose not to believe the writers. That's as simple as it is on that particular point. Just to show you a modern day miracle, if you like. I watched David Blaine once levitate in front of me. I couldn't understand how he did it. There were no wires, there was nothing. I just could not understand. To me, that was a miracle, because it's something I couldn't understand or explain. And that is a miracle, by definition, is something that cannot be understood or explained by science, by reason. I couldn't understand or explain it. I'm sure David Blaine could have explained it to me. I'm sure Jesus could have explained his miracles to his disciples. David Blaine chooses not to because that's his job. His job is to amaze us. That's how he earns his income. Jesus' job wasn't to earn an income. It was to show a better way of life. And to do that, he used tricks, if you like. Miracles, if you want to use that word. That's all it is. Miracles are not the point of the Bible. They are mentioned to prove a point. It's like having a mathematical formula. You need the formula to get to the answer. Part of Christ's teachings were formulas. Miracles was part of that formula, or trickery, if you want to call it that way. But it isn't trickery to bedazzle. It isn't trickery to mislead, because, as you're aware, as you stated yourself, you follow Christian values. So the message of Christ is valid. Whether we believe in God or not isn't because it's of a possibility. It isn't because it's impossible to exist or possible to exist. It's a matter of faith. You mentioned again, you know, some being creating man from clay, as if that was outrageous. Outrageous that man can be created from clay. Well, think about it, Graham. We are made from clay. We're made from, before clay, we're made from stardust. Before stardust, we created from a Big Bang. From the Big Bang, according to science, nothing. So there I am, and there you are, and there's the universe from nothing. Now, is that a miracle? Does that take a disbelief of reason? Of course it does. Because it's no more ludicrous to believe that out of nothing everything existed than to believe that somebody created everything. It's a matter of choice of what we believe in. Both are equally foolish if taken and looked at from outside. Trying to explain anything to a 5-year-old child is difficult, of course it is, because they don't think the same way that we do. They're not able to reason the same way that we are. They don't have the same level of evolvement, life experience that we do. This is the same as talking to someone who doesn't have a faith. Very difficult to explain God to someone who doesn't believe. Equally difficult to explain the impossibility of God to someone who does believe. Because I'm like a 5-year-old to you, and you're like a 5-year-old to me. The point is, I don't need to explain it to you. We need to talk to our children about things to help their development. I don't need to talk to anybody about my belief. And in fact, I don't often do that. But I will talk about it in the general themes of this discussion, because we're coming from two different sides of a camp. And we're having a debate, and we're having a conversation. And for me, that's the most wonderful thing about this, that we're able to have a conversation. Two people from two different backgrounds, two different ideologies, able to communicate. Thanks for sharing, Graham. And I'm not really going to... Well, we can continue this if you wish. I don't mind at all. I can't think of anything else I'd like to add to the conversation. Again, it's just going over points, but I did want to clear those points, especially the charitable thing being disparaging. I was a little bit upset by that, to be honest, and I will be honest about that because I didn't say that or imply that in any way. And I've had a couple of people respond to me, and that wasn't... You're the only one that thought I did. So, yes, let's think all things are possible. So that's what science is there for, to prove all things are possible, to answer our questions, to answer the God question, or to answer the non-God question, whichever way you want to look at it. Thanks for listening. Or, as always, take care. And if applicable to anybody, may your God bless you.